Ritty Burger en Jadels bied binnenkort 'n aanbiddingskonsert in die hartjie van Mama Lady aan. Hulle is vandag in die ateljee om oor hulle lewe, die konsert, as ook die droom wat hulle vir die konsert koester te gesels. Welkom julle.
Dankie.
Thank you so much.
Stel jouself om die beurt voor en vertel bietjie meer van julle onderskeie beroepe.
Ek's Ritty en ek sal vir baie lank in die musiekindustrie en dis my hart om regtig mense in aanbidding te lei voor die Here en regtig geleenthede te kan fasiliteer vir dit. Myself is ek ook 'n leraar van 'n gemeente, so ek lei 'n gemeente. Mal oor om liedjies te skryf and it's amazing to do collabs with brothers in arms, if I want to say it like that, fellow worshippers, and to see God's kingdom come through music as well. And dis regtig my hart om te sien hoe musiek 'n groot impak kan maak in mense se lewens.
My name is Jay Ross. Original name is Jamela John Ross Vuma. I'm a worshipper, child of God, husband to one woman. I like to say that, put that disclaimer out there. So, I've got beautiful daughters at home. So I'm a father and I love the Lord with all my heart. And it's such a beautiful thing to be collaborating with Latif Berger. I think the Lord is just doing something amazing where he's pushing his unity in our country. And, it's about time where we see, us coming together as a nation and worshiping the Lord together.
Julle geloof is vir beide van julle 'n baie belangrike deel van julle lewe. Hoe lyk julle pad wat julle met die Here stap?
My geloof is nie vir my in 'n tradisie of in 'n klomp reëls en 'n klomp moedseremonies nie. Ek kom uit 'n verhouding uit. Ek het voorreg gehad om in 'n Christenhuis groot te word, maar ek moes iewers self 'n keuse maak. En vir my is 'n lewende, aktiewe verhouding met die Here waar ek sy stem kan hoor, wat ek saam met hom kan stap in gebed en in geloofsgemeenskap. As ek die woord oopmaak, dan praat hy met my en dit is so persoonlik. And when it spills over into the music I write, I think it comes from that place. Dit kom van daai, kom ons noem dit nou die geheime plek waar is ek en die Here alleen. En ek weet, Jay Ross deel ook daai hart om regtig vanuit ons verhouding met die Here ons musiek ook te kan maak.
I've surrendered everything, to the Lord. I mean, we're just having a conversation with Ratif on how I got born again, with God just releasing me from a 12-year drug addiction.
Sure.
And, my testimony is obviously for young people that's out there, that's trying to seek something. We know that young people have got a void inside of them, and they'll look everywhere except, looking to God. So, and I think, the answer is Jesus, and this is what I advocate for, and this is what I live for. So that's where my faith is, just 100% on the Lord.
So hoe het dit gebeur dat jy begin saamwerk het?
I was busy now organizing the Kasi Worship concert and I went into a room and I was speaking to a guy about it and Pastor Sam Siope at Every Nation and so we're having a conversation and I was just giving him the heart behind Kasi and he said to me, look man, there's one guy that you need to connect with and his name is Ratif Berger. So I'm like, okay, Ratif Berger. Okay, so I actually took his name down and went and Googled him at home and I was like, wow, well, this guy looks like a very cool guy, and and then so I went to another meeting like a couple of weeks later and then we were asking, so the one partner, a friend of mine, Daryl Hardy, that I work with, so we were asking this guy, do you know of any other worshippers that we can approach? And he said, definitely Ratif Berger. Okay, so Ratif Berger is, and then the last time was I went to the guy that's going to do the sound and stage and I was talking to him and he was asking me, okay, so how's everything going to look like? And then it's like, who's performing? So I was like, hey, I'm still thinking about who is we going to put on the lineup. He's like, definitely you need to get the Ratif Berger. And I was like, okay, third time around, I hear you, Lord. You have spoken. And then the Lord had spoken. And then I called Ratif. So asked for the number, called Ratif. And Ratif was like, they've spoken to me about that already. But what's the heart behind it? And obviously I gave him the heart. And for me, It's more about all these young people that are stuck in drug addiction, also in Mamelodi, where, you know, they have no hope. And people like Latif and myself, God has put this testimony inside of us so that we can go release these young people from these kind of bondages. And I mean, I gave the heart to him and he said, come meet me for coffee. The next Monday, it was a Friday when I called him. By the way, Latif loves his coffee. So we met for a coffee and here we are today.
Die konsert wat julle aanbied, Kasi Worship Concert, dit is vir julle 'n baie belangrike gebeurtenis. Waaroor gaan die konsert vir julle, buite net jong mense wat julle wil werf vir die Here?
Dit is 'n geleentheid om regtig deur musiek te kan hoop bring. Daar's verskillende kunstenaars wat ook optree die oggend. Ons twee gaan dan eindig saam. Ek dink daar's ook 'n behalwe vir die goed mens kan sien, as met die blote oog, is daar ook dinge in die geestelike realm wat ons nie altyd kan sien nie. As mens hoop bring, jy bring lewe, jy bring lig en musiek het 'n manier om dit oop te breek. En ek dink ook die feit dat ons dit in eenheid kan doen. Ek sing in Afrikaans, ek sing in Engels, ek sing in Zulu, ek sing in Sesotho. Ek kan klomp tale sing en ek dink dit is nogal lekker en hy kan sy Afrikaans ook sing. So I think the whole thing about unity and declaring that in Christ we can be one, regardless of our skin color. En dis so mooi en ek dink dis deel van die oggend om iets van dit te kan verklaar. Ook in 'n pragtige plek soos Mamelodi. En Mamelodi means
the home of the melodies. And I mean, we are going into Moretele Park, which also is where the two mountains meet. And there's a river in between. And it's such a beautiful place to be. Currently, I mean, we've heard a lot of stories of what has been happening there. And, you know, that's why I think the Lord wants to go and establish his altar there. And just to add, I mean, obviously, the worship always breaks, you know, it breaks the strongholds, and the Lord wants to usher in a new spirit in Mamelodi, and it's going to begin there, but it's also going to affect what happens in Pretoria as a whole, which is the capital city of our country. And you know, that's why it's important. We've actually themed this year's Kasi Worship as Step Into Service. You know, we're asking every young person, every born again believer, whether you're white or you're black or you're colored or you're Indian, to come and step into service and let us show these people in the township that this is the love of Christ. This is the Christ that we're talking about. You know, he's here for everyone. And I mean, his heart breaks for these people. If our hearts don't break for them, which means we're not representing Christ himself. You know what I mean?
Charles, jy het vroeër genoem dat die bande wat jong mense hou, soos dwelms of sulke tipe goed, jy wil dit graag breek. Maar ook is hierdie konsert vir julle 'n baie belangrike fokus op eenheid in ons land wat 'n reënboognasie is. Vertel bietjie meer van die gevoel van waar kom dit en hoekom wil julle dit so graag hê?
Ja, so ek sou dink Openbaring 7 vers 9 sê gee dit 'n pragtige prentjie van die troon van Jesus. En dit is die einde van die storie as ek dit so kan stel, jy weet wanneer hy teruggekom het. En dan sê dit so mooi om die troon is daar van elke nasie, elke volk, elke taal buig ons. En eenheid is net moontlik wanneer hy op die troon is en nie een van ons nie. En dis God se hart. His heart is unity amongst all people. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation. En wanneer hy op die troon is, kan daar eenheid wees. Maar ook wanneer hy op die troon van iemand se lewe en sy hart sit. En hy word die Here, so sy storie ook en sy getuienis ook en my getuienis ook. Toe ons lewens aan die Here oorgee en we fully surrendered. And he became Lord of our lives. That's when the bondages breaks. Dis wanneer die bande breek. Wanneer hy op die troon is en nie onsself nie. So ek dink daai prentjie om Jesus op die troon te kom plaas deur musiek in 'n pragtige plek soos Mamelodi, wat hy net gesê the home of melody. Dis eintlik die hart van wat daar eintlik moet gebeur. En ons baie keer, ek dink ons wat ook wit en blank is, wat van buite af kyk, dink ek baie keer oor lokasies is net so gevaarlike plek altyd. Ons wil bietjie daai stigma ook breek. So ons het ook maniere ons mense wil in die lokasie kry om te kom sien. Nee, dit is nie oral so die hele tyd nie. 'N bietjie daai stigma te breek. Dis 'n goeie verklaring wat ons wil maak in Mamelodi.
Hierdie konsert vind in Moretele Park in Mamelodi plaas. En jylle het hierdie bestemming met 'n spesifieke doel gekies, soos jy genoem het. Jylle wil half die stigma breek rondom lokasies en die area waarin die konsert geleë is.
Ja, and to really reach the people of Mamelodi specifically. En hy het nou genoem, dit is waar die twee berge actually daar by mekaar kom, as die stroom met elkaar deurgaan. En ongelukkig is het so dat ook op die berge is daar baie voorvader geesaanbidding en 'n klomp goed is daar wat daar gebeur, wat ons letterlik, ek het nou genoem, in die onsigbare realm wat Efesiërs 6 ook van praat, ons stryd is nie teen vlees en bloed nie, maar teen die onsigbare magte, ons wil daar 'n verklaring maak, en dis wat lof en aanbidding doen, die hele Bybel heen, wanneer mense aanbid het, storie van Josafat, dan kom die Here en hy veg vir mense wanneer ons net hom aanbid. So when we praise him, he literally fights the battle for us. The battle belongs to the Lord. En dis deel van wat ons daar wil doen. En dis ook om daai area so spesifiek perfect gekies is vir geleentheid, soos hierdie. Dis ook die oggend, dis nie die aand nie. Dis vanaf 9 uur tot 2 uur. Verskillende kunstenaars ons kom in en ons gaan net 'n klank ook oor daai plek, 'n klank van hoop. En dis wat ons glo Jesus doen, hy is die hoop vir die wêreld om daai klank te laat gaan.
Nou, wanneer vind hierdie konsert plaas en waar kan mense kaartjies kry?
The tickets are available at iTickets. I mean, people can book them there. It's 120. And what we're doing is we've partnered also with Santaco, which is a taxi association. So if people are just a bit uncomfortable driving into Mamelodi, we'll have some park and ride at certain malls. So, but we'll put it on the websites where people can buy the tickets, go park their cars and jump into the taxis for the first time in your life. It will be such a nice experience for you to go into the kasi in the taxi and just experience what a normal person would be experiencing on a day-to-day basis. And I mean, going to the kasi and just go serve. And I think this is what the Lord has called us to do, Ratif?
Absolutely. Om te gaan dien, ja. So, also is op die website, Kasi Worship, is als daar mooi, ek kan uit ook 'n paar kort video's gaan uitsit oor hoe om te dien, wat beteken het om te dien, what's the heart of a volunteer, of a servant, en dit deel van die hele thema Step into Service, nie net vir die dag nie, maar 'n leefstyl van, kom ons dien mekaar regtig, so, ons sien baie uit daarna.
Baie dankie julle, dit was baie lekker met julle te gesels vanoggend, en vir die luisteraars, onthou die konsert van 30 November by Morotele Park, Mamelodi Plaas, vanaf 9 uur die oggend tot 2 uur die middag. Julle kan julle kaartjies op iTickets aankoop.